Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina.
And today I want to talk about the importance of building relationships and networking within the industry and just kind of talk about how we see that versus maybe how someone outside of the industry might look at it. So when it comes to networking and getting involved, giving back to your community, showing up to events, whether it's beneficial or not, when was the point where you kind of realized it's important for me to get involved and network with people? What is the value that you've seen both for yourself and for your clients?
For both clients and myself, you know, knowing other realtors, knowing and them seeing how you do business, but also like seeing how you are as a business person definitely helps when you're negotiating for a client or trying to show property. When you're trying to get in touch with the agent to show property, when you have those agents that don't ever answer their phone,
but they do
answer their phone for you, it makes a difference.
Definitely.
But also just when you're negotiating an offer and trying to better represent your client, it really helps to have connections with other real estate agents and know other real estate agents because they know that you're a good agent and this is the person that I may potentially want to work with based on how you've acted thus far or the relationship that you may have with them.
Yeah. There's even a story that I use as an example, and I probably have told you this before, but there was a time where somebody, a seller, called me and they said, and they found me, they asked me to get their home sold. These are the things that they needed. They needed to sell it off market. They needed to sell it for this much, and they needed to sell it within this amount of time. Bottom line was they wanted market value very quickly with no hassle. So I thought, great, no problem. So because of the relationships and networking I've done in the industry, I was able to get a couple different offers and one that was $20,000 above what they wanted, closing in 2 weeks, cash, the other agents, phenomenal. It was a dream. Well, instead of them being excited about that, their feedback was, well, will you take less commission? Not understanding the value of the networking, thinking that, oh, she didn't have to do anything to get this done. What you don't understand is, for that to have happened, there's so many things that I had to do, relationships that I built over time in order to get you that offer. So, you know, did I do an open house? No. Did I do an open house? Did I do a bunch of marketing? Not necessarily, but it's more valuable to have those connections because we got you not only what you asked for, but even
close
more.
Close in a quick time. I think to some people, they think like, and maybe not even to some people, maybe that specific client was thinking, oh, this was instant because of the connection that she had, but those connections take years to build.
Definitely.
Most of them take years to build, or developing you as a person, taking years to get to where you are, to be able to build those kind of connections. So those are actually, take longer than just throwing your house on the market and having open houses because that's instant.
You know, what people maybe that are not in the industry don't see is that the people that you work with all the time and that are excellent agents, they'll often just call me and say, hey, this is what we're looking for. Do you have it? Or, hey, this is what I have coming up. So hiring an agent that has those connections is a huge benefit because you have an extra edge on everyone else in the market. You don't even realize.
Correct.
And you shouldn't pay the agent less. You should, in fact, pay them more. Not that we're asking for more, but understanding that that's more valuable. Because how else will you get that little extra leverage?
Correct.
So
totally agree.
But
also I feel like, we talk about networking with people in general. I think networking with other realtors is a really good thing. Especially for newer agents that are coming into the industry. You may not be able to afford a coach or, you know, be able to have a mentor, someone show you the ropes, but having like a good solid group of other realtors and even if you're not a realtor, other professionals in your industry, I think is,
it's a game changer.
It is, but you can't put a price on that. Like to be able to call someone and be like, hey, what would you do in this situation? I did that with you the other day. It's just invaluable.
Yeah.
Because you're, if, if you don't know the answer to it, I guarantee someone else does, just because mm-hmm. they're in real estate. There's so many things that you can go through mentally and even physically within mm-hmm. a transaction that you may not have gone through before, but I guarantee another agent has. You can easily call them and say, hey, what would you do? Or how would you handle the situation? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that those kind of relationships are just invaluable. Yeah. I have agents call me all the time asking for help, and I have called other agents asking for help and just asking like, hey, what would you do? Or, you know, what would you say in this situation? Or how would you handle this? And I feel like that's really important to my growth, to better serve my clients, but also to theirs as well. Because I've had calls with agents where we're just sitting there, you know, trying to figure out a situation together, and we're, you know, masterminding, bouncing ideas off of each other, but we make it work with both of our knowledge just to figure out whatever situation that's in hand.
Yeah. And it's kind of like when you hire an agent that has those relationships and connections, you're hiring that agent plus all the support and knowledge of their network.
Right.
And you cannot put a dollar amount on that. I mean, it's invaluable, truly. Totally. And that's what I want. I wish the consumer would understand, mm-hmm. you know, that there's so much value there and advice and things like that. But then also for a newer agent, or maybe someone who's not new, but doesn't see the value in networking or maybe get involved with the association. Mm-hmm. There is, because if you keep showing up, if you keep showing your face, you're showing people that you love the industry, you're not going anywhere. It just provides a level of, people will start to respect mm-hmm. who you are. And then you know what happens? They'll take your call. They'll send you things. It's just, it takes effort, but it's 100% worth it.
Totally agree.
So there was somebody I was talking to the other day about association. So for example, in Athens, we have our local association. I've been involved with it on the education committee and different things. And this person was kind of saying, well, what's the point? You know, what do they do for me? And I said, that's one way to look at it. But you also want to look at is what you can do for the industry. Because as younger realtors, we are the future of this industry. Mm, so if we get involved, we get to determine what that looks like. If we don't get involved, then we can't complain mm-hmm. that things are going in ways that we don't want them to, because we didn't do anything about it.
This is true.
So we have the option.
Kind of like voting.
Exactly. Except it actually matters. Never mind. But it's true. It's like, I think a lot of boards have older people on there. But as those people retire, we need to step up and get involved. You're 100%
right.
And, you know, like this year we get to come together as, you know, and meet and decide, okay, what are the classes that are most needed right now in the area? What are things that people want to learn? And it's not just me. It's a whole room full of extremely smart, incredible people, realtors and lenders. And the result of all those brains coming together is awesome, you know? So it's just, it's a different perspective. I think more young realtors should think about it in that way, that getting mm-hmm. involved might seem boring. It might seem like it's only for old people, but it's really not.
But we're creating and building the future. And that's actually a wonderful perspective, and not anything that I've ever thought about. My take on just getting involved is to be more involved, not mm-hmm. for any particular reason, but I actually like that approach a lot better, because we are building the future. We're building that we're building for the next years of real estate. And what does that look like?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, lately with the lawsuit and different narratives that are going on, I mean, we can't complain that the narrative is not going our way if we don't do what it takes to change, or to at least influence what's right. going on, and to set an example and a standard for other people.
Totally agree.
So as somebody myself, I am a little bit more introverted, and I don't necessarily want to go to networking a whole lot. But if somebody, so I am more selective with what I go to, just because that's who I am. If somebody doesn't like to network, what are at least one or two things they should consider?
I would say if you like to network, but you mm-hmm. don't want to, I would say if you don't like to network, and this, like, going to events and interacting with people is not your thing, bring someone who does. Mm. Bring a friend with you who does. And that definitely helps have conversations with other people, because that person that you bring should not be an introvert like you. They should definitely be an extrovert, to help pull people into your circle, get them to talk mm-hmm. to you a little more. And it helps you interact with the conversations that they're already having. Mm-hmm. And it makes that atmosphere feel a little more organic than you being the only one there and going and talking to other people, which is going to feel uncomfortable and not organic for you.
So basically, I just need to bring you to every event that I go to.
Yes. And I can be partially introverted at some networking events, especially if I'm the only one there, especially if I do not know anyone there, yeah. I would be that way. So if I'm in an event where I do not know anyone, I typically always bring someone with me because mm-hmm. it helps me interact with other people. Yeah. Just in general, I consider myself an extrovert in most settings, but in some settings I don't like mm-hmm. that. So I would typically bring someone with me, even if that person is an introvert in a setting like that for myself, I'm okay with still bringing them because it helps me feel a little more at home to have someone there, even yeah. if I bought them there, that I know.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I have been trying to set goals of doing like a certain amount of networking things per month, but I understand that sometimes you just don't want to do it, but there is right. value there because you have to think about, this will positively affect how I can represent my clients.
Right.
So I've had to think about it in that way, and that has helped force me or that's have a better perspective. A better mindset around networking.
Sure, that's a really good perspective.
So, well, I think that probably ends our time for today. Thank you again for watching and listening. We will release a new episode every Wednesday. You can find us where you listen to podcasts and also on social media. Thanks for watching.
Bye.